So I was asked to write a story, and I know I've already mentioned to some people that I don't do roleplay, but I was given a scenario that I thought I could work with that would be true to me, and thus I felt might be worthy of writing and might be of interest to you. So here goes. I'm going to set the stage that it's a teacher student. However, so I don't feel incredibly weird, it's a college student, almost a graduating college student, and myself. So you're one of my many students, usually very thorough in your answers. Your work has been impeccable. Assignments are always turned in on time. You even show up to class on time, a rarity these days. But today I noticed you seem to be off your game. You were late to my class. I saw you watching me, but you weren't participating in the class. I'm actually kind of concerned about you. I'm wondering if everything is all right at home. So I ask you to remain behind. You remain seated while everyone else leaves the class. I ask you what's going on with you today. Now that I have your full attention, you seem to not want to look at me. I ask you to come down to my desk and give a slight shake of your head. I look at you very questioningly, and I let you know that I'm here for you if you need to talk. And then I proceed to fill up my briefcase with my things, stand, and start to walk out of the room. What you say next completely stops me in my tracks. Ma'am, your voice is so familiar to me. I stop, turn, and look at you. And just who do you think I sound like? You look me straight in the eye. Her name is TA3. I say nothing, but I can feel the heat on my cheeks immediately. I can feel my pulse quicken. I am always so careful. There's no pictures of me online. I don't post myself. I've not chatted with anyone who claims to be a student here. I even avoid this age group. Well, that's fine. I don't know anybody by that name. I think you do, you say. Now you stand. I feel a chair pushing back. I hear the chair. And my senses are heightened, skin fully awake. Your eyes won't leave me now. You have a confidence that you didn't have just a moment ago. And I have to look away. And then my eyes move straight to your groin. It is incredibly obvious now why you wouldn't walk to me before. You are as hard as a rock. There is no mistake in the erection I can clearly see before me. And then I see movement. You're walking toward me, and I immediately move my eyes back to your face. I now see hunger in your eyes, that confidence I hadn't seen in you all day. I'm finding it hard to swallow. I bite my lip. Fuck. I take a step back. I can't believe I just took a step back. I can't look away from you. You stop about a foot before me and stare me down. You are much taller than I am. Who's gonna look away first? And then you take another step, and you are now inches from my body. I can feel the heat radiating from you, the smell of your skin, the sex. I can smell your arousal. Yes, I managed to say. How I said it without a tremble in my voice, I don't know. You smile. Oh God, that sexy smile. And you take your hand, and you take mine that's holding the briefcase. I drop the briefcase. The sound from the drop not phasing me at all, but the electricity that just shot through my body when you touched me. That did. I gasped, my lips parting, still looking at you. You take my hand and bring it to your groin. Pressing it against your hard, swollen I am almost mesmerized by your audacity. And then you use my words against me. I know a picture of a cock won't excite you, but one in your face, or mouth, or pussy, or ass will. Which one shall it be? Holy fuck. Oh, I can't help smile. Those are my words. Quite incredulous. Just what do you expect from me? I ask. Your hand still heads your groin. I don't expect anything. I want you to want me, just as I've realized how much I want you. I've been reading your stories, saw your posts for conversation. I've even messaged you myself trying to get your attention. And last night I heard your newest audio, so I gave it a listen, and it was incredibly hot. It was a beautiful woman, and it sounded so real. And then, last night you updated the syllabus, the course list online, which included an audio with some instructions. And then I heard that voice. Her voice. Your voice. And I listened again and again and again. I listened to older posts. It was the same voice. Then I realized this hot, sexy woman was someone I saw every single week. So this morning I knew I had to talk to you, to talk to that woman I knew. And I was completely distracted. Everything you now did had new meaning, reaching for paper, bending over, just showing a little bit of cleavage in that V-neck sweater you're wearing. Matching that sensuous voice with that woman in front of me, I had to have you. While you're speaking, I start to relax. No longer am I trying to pull my hand away, but now I've inched closer to you. My hand has relaxed, and I'm now gliding my hand over your erection. my mouth beginning to smile, watching your eyes, your lips move as you talk. As soon as you finish speaking, I say two little words. Fuck me. You release my hand, grab my face, and proceed to kiss me, pushing your throat. Excuse me, pushing your tongue down my throat. Pushing me backward to the wall, your hands holding my head, turning it, allowing access to my ear and my neck. You grab my sweater and remove it, throwing it to the floor. Back to kissing me again. I can feel your hunger with every kiss. Hands caressing my skin, my arms, shoulders, down around my back where you unclasp my bra. Bring your hands up to my shoulders and slide down those straps. And then you release my breast before you and tell you, and then you tell me how beautiful I look. And then taking one of my nipples in your mouth. Throw my head back. Allow you to work. And then take my hands, and I'm working to get to your jeans. Oh, you slap my hand away. It's not about me, you say. And grab my arms and pin them to my side, and then suck on my other breast. And then you start kissing down my chest and my belly button and to the top of my slacks. You stand tall again, lean into me, kissing me, working to undo my slacks and then push them to the floor. I am now nearly naked before you. You take my hand and you walk me to my desk. And then you push me until I'm nearly sitting on it. And you put your left hand behind my neck and bring my face close to yours. You turn my head so my ear is by your mouth. Then you tell me to come for you. You slide your right hand down my panties and slide one finger straight into my pussy. I am so wet. And when I try to move, you hold me still by my neck. You turn my head just so you can look me in the eyes, watching my face. And then I feel you playing with my clit and sliding fingers inside me, back and forth, back and forth. You play with me. I close my eyes, focus on what you're doing to me. But then you tell me to open my eyes and look at you. So I open them and you're still looking at me, almost as if you're looking into my soul. I want to concentrate. Oh, my pelvis rocking with your fingers. And then you focus your entire hand on my clit. So much pressure circling this little button until I can't take anymore. I get weak in the knees and almost fall down. But you continue holding me up with my neck and your fingers, the curve of my mouth, my breath so fast and hitched. My cum covering my panties. Covering your fingers. You bring your fingers up to your mouth and suck on them. You tell me I taste delicious. And then you push me back down on the desk and back, grab my panties and you run them down my legs. And then you fall to your knees, throw my legs over your shoulders and me again, and you begin kissing my thigh. Soft, gentle kisses just slowly working their way towards my clit. Just barely recovered from the first one. And when I feel you getting close, you switch to the other thigh. I lift my pelvis in frustration. Oh, I want to feel this tongue. More kisses on this thigh and a slow trail. And finally I feel a long lick all the way up my clit. And then with a quick flick of your tongue. Oh, my hand, it goes to your head, wanting to play with your hair, enjoying now being able to close my eyes, to focus on what you're doing to me. My hips rising to meet your tongue, pressing inside me, and then playing with my clit again. Oh, this is so hot. And then I feel your fingers slide into my pussy again. This mixed with your tongue. Oh, soon sends me over to the edge again. Oh, and I squeeze my legs against your head, holding you in place, feeling wave after wave. And as I catch my breath, oh, you remove your shirt. Jesus fucking Christ, you are incredible. And then you undo your jeans and shimmy them down your body. Step out of them and push them to the side. And then you grab my hand and help me sit up. And just when I think that you're gonna put me on my knees, that you're gonna let me put that cock in my mouth, you kiss me, and then you help me stand. Oh, and then you turn me around and you use your arm to bend me over the desk. I feel you use a leg to spread my legs. Feel your hand collecting my hair. And then with your free hand, you run your hand up and down my back. Oh, down to my ass. Feel you cupping my ass and then releasing, and then slide a hand between my legs. I am fucking soaked. You gorgeous girl, you say. You play with my clit again, and I wiggle beneath you. But you have a firm hand on my body. I am yours. Run your cock between my cheeks. Line up my pussy. Then feel you slide inside me. just, oh, that feeling of you taking me for the first time. I press back against you. Oh, needing you as deep as you can get. And then you fuck me. And then you come for me. I put my hands between my legs. Because I want to finish what I started. And then I come for you again. Oh, that's just as amazing as the first two. And then, when you're done with me, you turn me around and you stand me up before you and tell me, now let's clean you up. Let's get back to your place and do this all over again, to which I completely agree with, and take you home with me.